Next proverb is verse 3 of chapter 14, which says, "In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them." Those who have pride are foolish. Having pride is to have too high of an opinion of one's self-importance. It is actually to think that you're better than others. They show their foolishness by the way they use their mouths. The mouth of the proud produces words which do harm to others. It's like a shoot or a small stem, a rod used to hit others with. From this mouth of pride comes boasting, criticism of others, a show of scorn or disrespect of others, as well as the giving of commands or even the making of laws in the place of God's laws. This word for rod means a small shoot growing from a plant, and it is only used here in Isaiah 11 verse 1. It grows from a root of bitterness which is in the heart or mind. It is a rod from that bitter root. The root of bitterness must be plucked up out of our heart, or we cannot overcome this deadly flaw in our character. This statement could also be interpreted that this is a rod used to beat others. The tongue can be used just like such a rod. The proud person with his tongue deals blows to others about him, but he will eventually be beaten by his own rod. Psalm 64:8, "So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves." But there's a contrast between the wise and the proud. The proverb says, "But the lips of the proud shall preserve them." A humble, wise person does not use his mouth in this way. He will not speak words designed to harm others due to his pride. The lips of the wise shall preserve them from doing any harm to others, which a proud person does with his tongue. They also preserve themselves from the harm that comes from such a misuse of the tongue. Matthew 12, 36 and 37, "But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." So let us strive to have the lips of the wise and humble, and not to have the rod of pride. When we have pride, our tongue becomes a rod, remember. Our proverb says again, verse 3, "In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them." Our next proverb is verse 4 of chapter 14. "Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox." NIV words it like this, "Where there are no oxen, the manger is empty, but from the strength of an ox comes an abundant harvest." To neglect to work at some productive job is the way to poverty. This proverb uses the profession of farming as an example of this. "Where no oxen are to till the ground and to tread out the corn, the crib is clean, the crib is empty. There is no straw for the cattle, no bread for humans." This situation is described as cleanness of teeth in the book of Amos. Amos 4 and 6 says, "I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places. Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord." So cleanness of teeth is another way of saying that there's not enough bread. "Where no oxen are, there is no work being done to the soil, and consequently there's nothing gotten from the soil. Preparation must be made to do productive work. The necessary equipment must be made available. In this case, it was oxen. But it could be any equipment required to do a given job. But those who put out the effort and who use the right tools for the job are likely to reap the profits of it. Those who acquire and use the tools designed to perform productive service are likely to thrive." This strongly implies that one must also learn how to properly perform the job to be successful. This is a practical formula for success. The proverb says, "Much increase is by the strength of the ox." In this case, the use of the ox was the proper equipment needed to produce the corn for the crib. This is figurative language which can be applied in a multitude of different ways in our society today. And this principle is just as valuable for us today as it was for those in the time of Solomon. So let's remember, the Bible encourages that we do productive work, to have the right kind of tools to do it, and then we'll get the reward. So let's read the verse 4 again. "Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increases by the strength of the ox. NIV says, where there are no oxen, the manger is empty, but from the strength of an ox comes an abundant harvest. The next proverb we want to look at is verse 7. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. NIV says, stay away from a foolish man, for you will not find knowledge on his lips. The term foolish man refers to a human being who is stupid. This is particularly a person who is not intelligent about God. Here, in this proverb, we are told how to determine if a person is a foolish person. When we know this person and do not see the lips of knowledge, that is, his words are not the words of understanding or of wisdom about God, they do not show proper insight concerning the truth about God's will, they do not know how to live the kind of life God wants them to live, what are we to do if we discover that this person meets this definition of being such a foolish person? We're told to go from the presence of. The literal interpretation would be to physically and mentally remove yourself from the presence of such a person. However, there may be an occasion, such as a job, school, dealing with a government official, or some other business activity, where we may not be able to feasibly remove ourselves from the physical vicinity of this person. So the next best thing to do is to remove ourselves mentally from any influence this person may have upon us while we are forced to be in his physical presence. Do not allow this person to indoctrinate us in his ungodly ways or to influence us into practicing or believing anything contrary to the will of the true God. It requires wisdom, judgment, discipline, and prayer to properly carry out this great principle. And again, we'd like to read 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. There are times when the only way we can act against wicked speech is to remove ourselves from the presence of it. This is certainly true of any evil communication found in the media, for example. So let's read verse 7 again. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. NIV says, stay away from a foolish man, for you will not find knowledge in his lips. This is such a very basic truth. Today, our modern sciences of psychology and sociology and sciences about human behavior know that we are influenced by the company we keep. We're influenced by the things that come into our minds, whether it's by association with another human, whether it's by association through the written word of books and magazines and newspapers or the media of television or radio, however we can be made contact with, we're influenced by these things. So the Bible simply saying to not stay in the influence of foolish people, those that do not know God, those that will mislead you, those that give you the false information. We'll close our lesson at that point. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.